This is Matt from PureNintendo.com, and you are listening to the KoopaCast, PureNintendo.com's official podcast. Before we begin, I would like to thank Big Giant Circles for allowing us to use his music for our podcast. To hear more of his work, please check out iTunes.com/BigGiantCircles, or you can go to BigGiantCircles.com. Hey everyone, this is Matt from PureNintendo.com. Before we begin this episode of the KoopaCast, I would like you all to know that due to technical difficulties, we will not have a new segment on this episode. Instead, we will jump to the second segment, which is an interview between Trev, myself, and Dave Proctor of 13AM Games, and we talk about Runbow Pocket Deluxe Edition and Runbow Deluxe Edition, so we hope you all enjoy. Hey everyone, welcome back to KoopaCast. In this segment, I am joined by Trevor Gould.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening.
And this time, we've got a special guest with us, David Proctor of 13AM Games.
Hey, KoopaCast. Thank you very much for having me.
And today, we're going to talk about Runbow Pocket Deluxe Edition, or even Runbow Deluxe Edition. However, we want
to. Or even Runbow Pocket. Or even Runbow Pocket. It's up to us. We can do whatever we want.
We like to
play. So long as it's entirely about Rumba.
Of course. Well, we like to fly by the seat of our pants here at the KoopaCast, so there's no promises here.
Good.
All right, Trev, if you want to go ahead and start us off.
Yeah, so Dave, you're the managing director at 13AM Games, so what are some of your specific responsibilities there?
I mean, it's just a fancier way of saying that I'm the producer here, and if you are aware of a producer's role in a video game company, I help keep everybody on track, schedule things and do the business back end stuff. Work with Alex and Tom on the biz dev team as well, lining up all of our exciting announcements like Rumble Pocket and the deluxe editions, which we just did at E3.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you're right. That does sound better, managing director. So.
Yeah, I think I just wanted to really sound awesome. So it seems to be working. It looks really good on emails. Just try to pretend that I'm more important than I am.
Nice. And speaking of awesome, of course, talking Runbow, which can you give a little insight to exactly how the game originated?
Sure, absolutely. Well, so we built the original Rumbo at a global game jam here in Toronto. It was a weekend-long game event. There was a theme. The theme was something along the lines of, it was a very obtuse theme. It was something along the lines of, we don't see things as they are, we see things as we are. And we were allowed to do whatever the heck we wanted with that as a theme in mind. And, we talked about wanting to build something like a race game, something with platforming, something with a big, huge contingent of people, and we'd never seen the color mechanic that we incorporated before. So we said, let's try to make this, and see what happens. And then, it was tons of fun, and people had a lot of fun with it. So we brought it to contest here in Toronto, the Level Up Showcase. We won the best game design there, and we're like, this might be. Like, we can probably build our company on this game, and we did. We showed it to Nintendo, they loved it, and they started offering us event and marketing support for the Wii U, and here we are, now they're helping us get people excited for Runbow Pocket.
So, did they help you out with the getting the kind of like the physical editions out there as well?
Actually, the physical editions are being done through our partners at Nighthawk Interactive, who are some really cool guys out of New Jersey. They used to work with Majesco. They are industry veterans. They're very stoked on Runbow, and they put a few other games up there in the retail space. And that's their baby. It was one of those things where it wasn't necessarily the first thing that we were going to line up for ourselves. But once we saw that there were people that believed in us and believed in the game that wanted to do it, we said, Let's get as many people to play Runbow as possible.
That's excellent. I remember both of us, Matt and I, played the game prior. I played it at PAX, and we also covered it when during last year's E3 when you were part of the Nindy demo program.
Yeah, right.
What kind of feedback did you get from that experience? Do you think that helped with like the sales you got or the critical reception, things like that?
It definitely, I know that we were doing well in terms of people that had downloaded the Nindies at home. I've never got actual numbers, but I know that a lot of people were downloading Rumbo. And the major takeaway, the really exciting thing that we started to see from that was we started to see streams and YouTube videos of our game. And we were like, oh man, this is real. People are actually playing this. I remember this this kid, he couldn't have been more than 10, just like making a YouTube video of him playing Rumbo, and he's just like drooling into the camera and screaming at the TV, and I was like, this is so cool. It's weird. It was weird video content. Like, I don't know if I would subscribe to his channel, but the one video is pretty great. And then we all got to like play the game on our home consoles for the first time, which is pretty sweet. It also taught us a lot about shipping something on, you know, on the Nintendo platform. We had to go through their certification process, and like it was a really galvanizing moment for us where we had to fix a bunch of things that we didn't know we needed to even talk about yet.
Is the lot check is difficult, would you say, or?
Oh, it's I use the word specific. it's a very particular process. I don't know who they hire there or how they are as good as they are at finding bugs, but they will push your game through the ringer, which is pretty cool. I mean, you know, it's a nice thing to have. Someone was asking us from Nintendo, do you feel we need, like how do you feel about lot check? I like it because it makes sure that the games that are on there aren't going to brick my console, you know?
Mm, absolutely. And of course, more recently you did some DLC for Rumbo, which I know I was particularly fond of. I reviewed it for the site. Can you talk a little bit about that? Was that in the original plans, or was that more based on seeing how people responded to the initial game?
Yeah, and thank you again for your positive coverage. That kind of stuff means a lot to us. We're just happy that people got a chance to play it. That was something that, you know, we always had an idea that we would do some sort of downloadable content, and one of the things that we felt were a little underrepresented was our, you know, Satura, our main villain. Like, we really fell in love with her as a character. Fans really fell in love with her as a character. We thought that the DLC would be a great opportunity to like explore a bit more about her and look into, you know, how we would tell her story or her portion of the Rumbo story that's external to Hue and Val's. And, you know, as everything in Rumbo is based around movie posters, when we started thinking about from a gameplay perspective what we really wanted to do and how we could expand the game, we started like, okay, well, if we were going to pick a theme, or no, even before we pick a movie poster theme, let's talk about mechanics that we want to do. What kind of things do we think are fun in platformers? And then we'll pick a theme from there. And then we started saying, you know, well, there's like we could do gravity inversion, we could do portals, we could do things that force you in different directions, and all of that. Like, well, obviously, all of this just points to space. And there's a lot more fun stuff that we can do with art and music. Like, it all fell together rather naturally.
Very cool.
So with this DLC, and obviously there's a lot of DLC out there, and now you're releasing this like this more definitive edition out of Rumbo. Do you feel like, you know, you've done everything, you like your work is done with Rumbo, or do you feel like you want to go back and you have even more DLC ideas that you kind of want to put out there?
Well, in terms of content, and I should mention, you know, we also had the costume and music packs. That's not just Satura Space Adventure, but, you know, other things that we can use to customize themselves and new tunes that they can listen to. We hit the end of sort of the content cycle for Rumbo, but, you know, this dedication to like Rumbo Pocket, as you know, it needs a new menu, it needs our dedicated time testing. We're bringing Shantae to the game as well, so that is technically new free DLC. All of that is that's where we're at now. We're not necessarily making new DLC content, but we are bringing the game in like a bigger capacity to more people, and that's our that is our full-time job.
And I'm glad you mentioned Shantae, Dave, because of course, with the most recent DLC, you brought in Lilac from Freedom Planet, and you also have other indie cameos there with Shovel Knight, Rusty from SteamWorld Dig, different ones. Can you talk a little bit about how these collaborations came about? It seems like there's a real a sense of community among the Nindie development.
Yeah, it's amazing. There's everybody kind of gets, you know, what you're going through, and they want to be there to help. So long as, of course, like you have something that they can get behind. And I say that Rumbo was definitely something that they could get behind. Like we met the Shovel Knight guys at Indiecade, and you know, we had noticed that our earlier concept art of Hugh kind of looked like Shovel Knight without horns. So we said, hey, you know, like we saw that you guys just got added to Road Redemption there. What would it take to join Rumbo? And they're like, eh, maybe let's talk about it. And that was it. We just kind of were polite and Canadian and approached people and asked nicely, and they were super into it. And then, you know, we got the other people that we were at Indiecade with was, Swift Thornburg from Sports Ball and Princess from Chariot and somebody else. Oh, Arid from The Fall. And all of them were coming to Wii U. All of them were really cool people. And we talked to Drinkbox in Toronto, and just like the support was pretty positive and really overwhelming. So then we told Nintendo that we're trying to do this. Can you introduce us to? And then we gave them a laundry list of people. And they did. And that was it. We just got this awesome contact list of people who, after some emails, were super trusting of us with their IP, which meant a lot.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it was really overwhelming and awesome. Like there was, you know, I bought Shovel Knight the moment I got my Wii U, and then like a couple months later I was, you know, I had their audio files on my computer. You know, it was a fun feeling to see all these games that we really love and these developers that we really love and get to actually work really closely with their characters and with their interpretations of their characters in our game.
Now, this wouldn't be the last time that you worked with both Nintendo and these indies. You were also recently in a Humble Bundle.
We like to say humbity bumbity over here, but
all right, I'm gonna write that down in my notes. Humbity,
humbity bumbity. That's yeah, it's spelt phonetically.
Sounds like something Ned Flanders might say.
That is definitely Ned Flanders. Humble Bumblerino. Yes, please. Back to the real questions. I'll stop saying nonsense garbage to you.
No, that's great. This is what makes a good podcast.
Oh, okay, good. I'm sorry.
So yeah, if you wanted to just for those of our readers who did not check out our feature on the Humbity Bumbity in our magazine.
Thank you. Yes.
If you want to go ahead and just kind of talk a little bit about, you know, what was it like getting in there for that?
Yeah, that was a really fun moment because, you know, we had seen the like last year's Humble Nintendo Bundle, and we were super excited about that. We're like, oh man, I wish we were out right now. That's a really cool opportunity and a really great bundle. I almost said bumble. It's a really good bumble to be a part of. And then, you know, sure enough, this year they were starting to put together another one. And they called us up and we were like, yes, 100%. Let's do this. We want more people to be able to play Rumbo and able to get online and see, you know, see what all the fuss is about. And like because of all the people that have been so supportive of us and wanting to get with people to play with online, like that was a big thing for us. We thought, yeah, let's crowd the servers, let's have some fun, and it's been really, really positive since.
Terrific. And yeah, for anyone listening who hasn't done that, definitely check out PNM number 29, because We have more info from 13AM Games, V Blank, Napknock, Eden Industries, Romino. So a nice indie-based section. But speaking of PNM, we actually had a reader question, Dave, which I'm hoping you can address. It's from Mark L., and he's disappointed, or maybe not disappointed, but he's questioning about Rainbow Pocket only being for the new 3DS because he just has a regular 3DS XL. So a little frowny face. Gotcha. Can you talk a little bit about that? And is there any hope for Mark and those of us who only have an XL model?
Yeah, it's like we hear you. It's not the model that everybody has in the office either. The important thing to note is that like we are building the game in Unity right now. Unity is a very performance heavy machine, and the new 3DS has the beef to support it. We are going to try our best. We are going to go as far as we can to get the game working on the regular 3DS as well. But if it comes to a choice between releasing something subpar to everyone and releasing the game, the quality that we want of Rumble Pocket on the new 3DS, then we're going to have to make that decision. So it's something we're looking at.
All right. Sounds good. I'm glad there's going to be there's a glimmer of hope for some of you guys who do not have the new 3DS.
We know it's been 3DS and new 3DS owners that have been asking for Rumble since the day we launched, right? So we are not deaf to these cries. We just want to make sure that we can release the best game possible on the platform. So we want you guys to cross your fingers and stay tuned to us, and we'll have the announcements as they come out.
Before we continue, I would also like to, I'm glad there's that glimmer out there for the original 3DS owners, but in this one brief shining moment for all of you coworkers, I'm talking to you, Trev, and everybody else at PNMPureNintendo.com, your independent source for all things Nintendo. For all of you who made fun of me for the many years that I did not have a 3DS, when I finally picked up a 3DS, a new 3DS XL, I will be enjoying Rumble without you for a little bit.
So you'll be the reviewer by default.
I will enjoy every moment of it.
That's fine. You can, you can be the gloater. You can be the excited one. You've got the pure Runbo experience. That's it right there.
My time has finally come.
They'll never laugh at me again. our technical director only has a 2DS, and we make fun of him for it every day.
Ooh. Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, he just turned around to look at me as I said that. Oh. He's only looking at me in two dimensions.
can you put him on? I would love to ask him why he got a 2DS.
They said, can you put him on? I would love to ask him why he got a 2DS.
It's cheaper.
That's exactly, yeah, so you're both in agreement. It's cheaper. Yeah. It's great if you... It's like I'm throwing it. Yeah, you can throw it and it doesn't break. It's really good if you can't measure depth perception or walk into walls a lot. It's super good. If you need to hold a door open, that's good too. I shouldn't be doing this.
If you need to chop some wood.
It's funny. I'm reading his profile on the site, and the first thing under his name is it says you enter a dark room. So maybe the 2DS is durable for when you're tripping in a dark room.
It might be.
Are we still filming that? Or?
Oh, yeah. No, this is all going to be in the Koopa cast.
I kind of like
this. This is gold. Are you kidding me?
I kind of like this more casual. All right. But, yeah, you were mentioning about building it in Unity. So what type of, gameplay modifications are there going to be for Rumble Pocket versus those of us who've played it a lot on the Wii U? Is it going to be more of a single-player-focused experience?
What we're trying to do is bring the Rumble game that everybody knows and loves to your handheld, to Rumble Pocket. So we're going to have all of the same single player offline content. Plus we're going to add new Street Pass features. And with regards to how online works, we're working on figuring that out. So we're you're going to have to stay tuned to us for, for that. But we are, again, trying to bring as much of the game as possible to players on the go. There will be no Color Master, but we're substituting Street Pass for that. So our Street Pass cards will let you build a card from custom themes, track your achievements, your best Behemoth time, your best Behemoth deaths, stuff that you can really use to show off to your friends.
Oh, or they can see how terrible I actually am at.
Yeah, you might, like, if you're not good at it, you might want to disable Street Pass.
It's funny, I thought I was an okay Rainbow player, and then not long ago we had a group of friends over, and I realized just actually how not good I am. And it kind of irked me because I've been playing the game for a while, and friends pick up, you know, the controller for the first time, and I'm like, oh man.
See, that makes me so happy. I'm sorry, like, not to wallow in your misery, but that's what we wanted. We wanted a game that you could, like, really master, but also something that people could just pick up and have fun with and have a pretty good idea of how to play. You know, yeah. That's awesome. I'm sorry that your friends are whooping you, though.
I tell you, I was joking with Matt before you were on, and I hate getting the power up when I see the trophy in sight and then suddenly swapping places with somebody who's at the back of the pack. And it's uncanny how often I seem to do that. So.
Yeah, the people are still screaming at us for introducing the swapper, but we wanted that that ever looming chance that you're not going to win, that fear of maybe I'm not going to make it this round. It's there every game, unless you're playing pure skill power modification, which is no power ups.
Mm. Yeah, that's not as fun though. We want the power ups.
Our favorite, or like one of my favorite things to do, is set it to swappers only.
Oh man.
With like two people is so much fun, and I've tried to show this to other people, and maybe it's just because we've played the game so much that the modification really excites me. But you know, like, you have people who will, they'll pick up a power up, and then you'll see them actively running away from the finish line, like, just to try to stay ahead of the other guy. It's hilarious.
Oh, that sounds fun. I'll try that. Might make some enemies that way.
Yeah, no, that's what Rumble's all about, right? It's about it's about the enemies you didn't know you had.
Speaking of pure skill, the pure skill you were talking about, Summer Games Done Quick recently wrapped up, say about last week or so. So kind of speedrunning has been on my mind for a little bit.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, what kind of response has your game gotten from the speedrunning community?
We haven't been picked up to, like... Like, nobody's submitted a tape for any GDQ that's been chosen yet, but there's the thing about the GDQs is that just because a game's a little older doesn't mean it's not going to be picked up. I think the chances are going to increase as we go further. We did have one of our fans play the game at Californathon. We just missed his time, like his run. I think he did a Behemoth run. I think he did it in about 17 minutes, which is really cool. But we've seen people have posted videos of zero death Behemoth runs, which, like, I can tell you, no one in this office has done, which is really awesome. They've a guy has cleared it in, I think, 15 minutes. Was it 15? 13 minutes is the best time that we've seen for the Behemoth, and he posted the video.
Oh,
and that was also with zero deaths. Like, that's mutant. That person should be, I don't know, in a government program where they can harness their power and benefit humanity. It was super cool. And we just, like, every now and then people will post, like, hey, I'm trying a Behemoth run today. There was an Any% run that we saw for Adventure Mode get posted recently. Which is really cool because you have to unlock, or you have to beat the four Satura fights to unlock the final Satura fight. So I'd love to know what, like, the optimal speed is to do that, or what level path you have to do to choose it. I think it's great. It's just, it's one of those things that's going to keep on giving, and people don't ever necessarily have to spend any more money on the game or anything, but they'll just devote their time, and that's almost as valuable. It's really awesome.
I gotta confess, the first time I tried Behemoth, I died literally on the first screen as I'm falling down with the debris, and I'm like, oh, what's going on here? And right into the stomach acid.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, this is good.
It's super, It weeds you out right away. It literally cuts out the four people that know what they're doing and the five that don't immediately, which is a beautiful thing. Tom did that was Tom's baby while we were developing it. He did an awesome job with it. But like, also, if you hate it, like, that was Tom's fault, and he did an awesome job with it. So
I think I could take on this behemoth. I'll put in a video here.
Yeah, do it. Go. Just post your. I don't care how long it is. Post your first run. Just, I want to see people scream at it. We had someone on Facebook react very negatively to it, and get mad at us. But that's fine. That's the nature of making video games in 2016.
Well, that's good. So I can warn you ahead of time that anything I say is definitely in the moment, and nothing personal to anybody.
Good. Fantastic.
Some of our favorite games are games we scream at. So.
Yep.
Well, Dave, I want to thank you very much for joining me on this KoopaCast.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for having me. And honestly, to you and to everybody over at Pure Nintendo, like, the support that we've seen has been really great. It means a lot to a small company like ours that people like you are caring about what we do and what we post. And that's awesome. We need more stuff like that.
Yeah, thanks. We definitely... You know, we love the Nintendo games, but we really have a soft spot for the indie scene and how it's grown, you know, on the Wii U, 3DS. So keep up the good work.
That's all we can do.
All right. And of course, Trev, I haven't forgotten to thank you. Thank you for joining me too.
Oh yeah, no, it was a blast.
Now, Trevor, you have to thank Matt.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Do I ever thank you, Matt? I probably sound like I'm ungrateful. Thank you for organizing this, Matt.
Is there anyone else we can thank?
Yes. Let's all thank the readers for our readers and our listeners.
Thank you, readers and listeners.
Yes, thank you very much.
I want to thank my mom, who always believed in me. And
thank you. I want to thank my mom, who believed in me as well. See, now you're welcome. I've made this a truly Canadian experience. And I am truly sorry for that.
If you were really sorry, you'd send me some Tim Hortons coffee.
I could. It has a shelf life of 30 years.
I miss it so. All right. And with that, we're going to go ahead and wrap up the KoopaCast.
Right on.
Yeah. So, Dave, did you want to, if fans want to learn more about 13AM games or follow you on social media, things like that?
Do us a favor, follow us at 13AM Games on Twitter. We're also on Tumblr, 13amgames.tumblr.com, and Facebook, 13AM Games. It's pretty straightforward. But yeah, all of our new updates on Rumble Pocket, updates on the Deluxe Edition for Rumble Pocket and for Rumble itself, they'll all be coming in the next little while, so stay tuned.
And while you're out there following 13AM Games on Twitter, please follow us at Pure Nintendo. I am also at purely_Matt, and Trevor is at Trev_G1. Whew, I almost messed it up.
You might have. People are going to follow the wrong person now.
Yeah, there could be a Purely Trev out there. Who knows?
Purely
maybe
Trev.
Maybe I better register it just in case.
Yeah, not if I register it first. All right, so if you want to hear more of the KoopaCast, you can always check out our website, purenintendo.com/KoopaCast. For our audio listeners who have an RSS feed, you can always go to purenintendo.com/feed/podcast. And for our iTunes listeners, you can always go to iTunes and look up the KoopaCast. And finally, for more news, reviews, and features, please check out purenintendo.com, your independent source for all things Nintendo, and we'll see you next time.